Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Looking back on the past growing season and taking notes is a significant part of every crop grower's plans. Figuring out what worked and what was problematic can help producers make plans for the upcoming season. Nebraska Extension educator Travis Prohaska talks about some of the emerging pest issues and stresses timing of pesticide applications for full effectiveness on today's almanac.
Some of the big take-home messages is just kind of reviewing what some of those emerging issues are for our growers. When I look back on last year, some of them that come to mind are soybean gall midge. We had some white mold, tar spot issues. We also dealt with some issues around common rust and southern rust. So we're going to talk about some of those issues and, you know, what some methods of control might look like for those certain emerging issue pests.
One of the more significant fungal problems this past year was southern rust. Travis said it caught some growers off guard.
Especially in the eastern part of the state, I think we saw it a little bit more heavier in abundance, especially in the Colfax, Platte County areas. We noticed it probably in abundance that kind of caught us off guard. I think one of the big deals we fought with was some growers went and sprayed a little bit early, actually, so they didn't get the complete use of their fungicides that they're using for applications. So that's probably one thing we'll talk a little bit about today is when is the best time to get that application in. Timing will be a little bit dependent on, we're just gonna talk about, you know, as we get close to tassel and stuff like that, that's about the time you're gonna look at. So depending on what the temperatures look like, usually we talk about end of July, early August, but what those warm temperatures might look like might shift it forward or put it back a little bit, just depending when those stages are reached for the crop.
Travis says careful consideration of timing will help producers get full effectiveness with pesticides.
I think probably the two biggest ones is one, probably being off the time isn't correct, so you're not getting that full impact. And this can probably be said on the entomology side too, is we're probably just spraying at a time of convenience rather when it's going to be the most impactful. So that might be the biggest thing that's going to be noted. The other thing probably is also in convenience, we like to take mix a lot of times. There are times where that can work very well, but there are other times that might feel the problem a little bit more and during the time off and when we should be spraying. So we always talk about scouting. That's always going to be probably the priority and the best thing to do before any application to make sure those applications are being done at the appropriate time span.
And rounding out today's topic, Travis reminds growers to review past history of their fields and crops, which is invaluable information as we head into 2025.
I think some of the things I would think about is if as a grower, if you didn't keep like a history of what you saw this last year, kind of keep that in the back of your mind and be on the lookout for that next year. Things like soybean gall midge we'll probably see resurface again next year. Decty stem borer was an insect we saw quite widespread in central Nebraska and into parts of eastern Nebraska as well. Those are things we could see resurface. Some of our plant pathology issues, just keep them in mind of what you saw this last year. Of course, that will give way to type of weather conditions that are happening at the time. Are we moist and cool? Are we dry and warm? That can alter what you see, but just keeping in mind what we saw last year and be on the lookout if we see those conditions emerge next year, because they could resurface if they are.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.